then we could cover
Hey,
for you.
This is Phil. I was just trying to reach you. Caught up to a voicemail.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It showed that my phone was ringing, but the phone never rang, and it's not on silent, so it's really kind of odd.
Which phone number?
What's that?
You said you were trying to ring me. Is that what you're saying?
No, when you called me, my phone never rang.
Right, I rang you, and it straight went to your voicemail. Said I thought you might be busy, but then you called me back, so everything is good. So have you gone through the agreement? Is there any questions as part of the terms and conditions, as part of the service, anything at all?
Well, I printed it out, but on my computer, everything went bye-bye. So
I also sent a copy to your email. Did you receive it?
Oh, okay, that's even better. Hang on a sec.
The same contract I attached on the chat, I also emailed it to you so you could actually have a record.
Yeah, I got it. Great,
perfect.
I got it. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can go through it with me if you want. I'm here on the phone. And if you have any questions, you can address it with me accordingly.
So editing and formatting. So editing is punctuation, grammar, spelling.
Well, to be honest, David, it's a bit different here. What happens is when you work with us, the initial review is done by the editors and reviewers, and they are not simply keen on reviewing the punctuations, the typesetting, the formatting. They also kind of go a bit deep into like the context, see what the story is about, how it kind of comes through the perspective of the author. So they might make recommendations after doing a review. So for suppose when you sign up, when you complete everything and you submit your manuscript, the editors do a review. If they think there's nothing to be changed as part of the context, punctuations, or formatting, they will just take it to the next step. If they feel like there should be some development in terms of the story or perhaps some typos that needs to be fixed, they will have it catered accordingly first, and then it would move on to the publishing phase.
So are they going to make the changes after
they're going to prepare a report first. Like when they do the review, they're going to prepare a detailed report for you first. They're going to present it to you like, David, this is what we feel like we found to be, you know, considered as part of an edit, and they would disclose it with you. You're going to be the person that's going to make the decision whether or not these changes seem appropriate. If you agree to it, they'll take it forward for you. They will take care of each and everything. And once they're done, they'll show it to you for your final approval. So everything is dependent on your approval here. Even if the team thinks something is to be changed or edited, they would still like your opinion on once they have catered to what the request.
Okay, and then the 3D cover art creation.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously the paperback book cover.
That's
the...
correct. And you do have a voice in that whole designing process. So what they would do is they would have a designer converse with you about what kind of preference you have, color theme, or perhaps an image, and then they'll help you design a cover and finalize it for you accordingly and put it on the back of the cover and the front.
Okay, so creating an author account, that's how I get paid. Distribution and royalty setup, what's royalty setup?
Right, and as far as you were concerned about the royalties, once we get you published, the royalty, all the royalties that are going to be generated as part of your sales would go directly to your associated bank account, which the publishing team would help you set up at a later stage.
Okay. Ebook creation, distribution, paperback distribution. For authors with print-ready files, in other words, my book has to be done.
Right. So basically, when you work with us, David, we want to ensure that you, even if you're employing our services, you still have the authority to kind of like take the files to somewhere else. If, for example, if you're doing a book signing and you need some copies on an urgent basis, you could always take that file that we're going to provide to you, the print-ready file, take it to any nearby printing house, get the copies done through them for any kind of event you're having.
And once I've approved everything, and there's nothing more left to approve, what's the time frame for publish, to have it published and ready to go?
So let's say when the editing and everything is done, you have given your final approval, the publishing would not take more than 7 to 10 business days from the time of final approval.
Oh. Okay.
Because we have a separate team that kind of take care of each task. So there's a team that take care of the edits, there's a team that take care of the design, then there's a final team, a publishing team that comes in to cater the publishing requests of our clients. So, yeah, the process is very streamlined to ensure that you don't have to wait too much for getting a book from cradle to grave. So the whole process is taken care of by independent teams.
And you said I get 70% of the profit.
Well, roughly. Technically speaking, you get 100%. But what happens is, for example, if any of your consumers, customers, or readers goes and buys the book from supposedly Barnes & Noble, 70% of the royalties would go to you. The remaining 30% that are being deducted is simply for the distribution and the printing of the book.
Okay.
So basically, you're not doing anything on your own. You're not taking care of the orders. You're not actually printing the books yourself. Everything is done automatically.
And is this for the life of the book, for the life of me?
That is correct. Unless you do decide to take it down on your own. Like, for example, if you want to publish a second edition of the same story, then that's a different thing. If you do not make any changes to the book you're publishing, it stays there for a lifetime.
Okay, and then suppose I have a second book ready to go in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Same price, or is there a discount?
If you would be working with us, obviously you would get an existing customer discount. But I'm curious to know, is the next book that you're working on going to be part of the same series, or it's an independent story?
Independent story.
I see. No, that's not going to be a problem. When it's ready, you can converse with me directly. I'll even share you my direct line when you would like to approach me and get a code on it, and I'll guide you accordingly.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I've got one started, but I kind of got writer's block with it right now, so I'm giving it a
understandable. I think it's better to take everything in a step-by-step manner, just like we do with our clients.
Okay.
The process is very streamlined in a very step-by-step manner, so you have time to immerse yourself into every step that is taking part of your project. So same goes
right.
for your other book. When you're ready, just give me a call, and I'll be there to assist you.
So once I sign the contract, how do you want me to deliver the contract to you?
So either you could provide a verbal response to the agreement of the contract. You could also type in an email responding back to it, like you agree to the terms and condition. Or if you have a scanner handy, you could actually sign it, scan it, and send it over as a response to my email. Anything that is possible.
Okay. I'll probably do that. And then payment, what do you accept?
So the next step is obviously for my finance team to give you a call, take care of the sign-up process. As soon as that is taken care of, your call would be scheduled with your team. Either if you're comfortable today or tomorrow, whenever it is, they'll conduct an orientation, they'll obtain your manuscript, and they'll take it forward with you.
Okay, good. That would have been my next question, when you want the manuscript. Okay.
All right.
I'll scan it in for you yet tonight and get it over to you based on your email, and then you can call me tomorrow. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Should I have the finance team call you right now to take care of the process, or – would you want to take care of that later, tomorrow or later today?
Can we do that tomorrow morning sometime?
Tomorrow morning. What time zone are you in?
I'm standard.
Standard, okay.
Oh, central, sorry.
Right, okay. So
central.
I'll have the team give you a call first thing in the morning to take care of the sign-up process. And if you have an availability on a later time, same day, you can inform them, and your call would be scheduled with the team that is going to be working with you for the timeline of the project.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So once
okay,
again,
so,
David, it was
wait,
a pleasure.
Was it,
if you have any further questions, just email back to
yeah.
me. You know, come on the chat. I'm there to assist you. Okay?
Is the team calling me tomorrow morning?
Actually, the finance team is going to give you a call. I'll have them scheduled for tomorrow so they can help you with the sign-up process. As soon as that is taken care of, your call will be scheduled with the team that is going to be working with you dedicatedly through the course of this project.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Perfect. So once again, it was a
All
pleasure.
Right.
And I'll have them give you a call tomorrow first thing in the morning.
Great. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Not a problem. Pleasure. Take care of yourself.
Yeah,
bye for
too.
Now.